Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. It's July 4th again, so-called Independence Day, the day we watch the Chinese fireworks and eat the carcinogenic hot dogs and get drunk out of our minds and pretend that we have something to celebrate, the day we pretend that we are free. What are the characteristics of a free, independent people? A free, independent people has its own territory. This the people of the United States no longer have, since our former nation has become a nation without borders, open for any tribesman or terrorist to invade with impunity. We are not permitted to limit our immigration to our people alone, to our overseas kinsmen and no one else. We are not even allowed to ask from whence the invaders come. We are not permitted to ask what culture they possess, or what values they hold, or what language they speak. We are most especially forbidden to ask from what race they have sprung. The most crucial question of all when it comes to determining our nation's future. We are now a nation no longer owned or governed by one particular people. There was a time when we were free and independent, with a government and a culture expressive of and protective of our people's unique heritage. But those times are long gone. Gone with the fetid wind that blows from the slums of Mexico City, New Delhi, and Nairobi. If a free, independent people is one with its own territory, then we Americans are not a free and independent people. A free and independent people rules itself. No alien overlords or masters, no one loyal to another people or culture in any position of authority. America fails this test also. Who is the titular head of the government that is no longer ours in Washington? A mulatto half-Kenyan who hates every founding principle of this nation, elected by a coalition of ignorant boobs and even more ignorant invaders, all paid for, as is every Democratic or Republican candidate allowed to run for national office, by Jewish financiers and facilitated by the king-making image machinery of Jewish media. The founding people who brought America into being, European Americans, the only people who can properly be called Americans, are most conspicuously forbidden to rule themselves. For any manifestation of separation or self-rule, or even any attempt at such a thing, or even an announcement that such an attempt is going to be made, is met with powerful roadblocks, persecution, infiltration, defamation, legal action, and accusations of racism or anti-Semitism. Americans do not rule themselves. No. Therefore, Americans are not free and independent. A free and independent people has the right of military self-defense. It has the right to its own military force, answerable to itself alone and no other. without the right to repel invaders and respond with deadly force if necessary to existential threats, all other rights are meaningless and illusory. A nation without its own military, as powerful as necessary to get the job done, is not its own master and is merely a vassal state, prey to other forces and other peoples who are so equipped. Now, America nominally has the most powerful military force ever seen on this planet, by far. Our military budget comes very close to exceeding that of all the rest of the world combined. This military behemoth, in just the last decade and a half alone, the years of the never-ending overt and covert war on terror, which shows no signs whatever of coming to an end, has rained death and destruction on more nations and peoples than in any other similar period in America's history. Estimates of the number of deaths caused by American and Allied actions since the first Gulf War run as high as 4 million. But who and what are we defending? Are we defending ourselves against the invasion taking place on our southern border? No, we are not. Are we protecting our nation from being overwhelmed by outsiders? No, far from it. In fact, almost all our killing in recent years has been of Middle Easterners who didn't want to be dominated by Israel. In short, we are serving the military purposes of a foreign nation and people. The same foreigners who own our media and control our financial sector. Is our military being used to ensure that white American boys and girls will have a secure, free future? No, quite the opposite is true. Our young people are being used as cannon fodder in other people's wars. Our youth are literally killing and being killed in wars that serve the purposes of our worst enemies. Aliens who have grabbed control of our political process through their ownership of the major media and who brainwash us into killing their enemies for them, which naturally makes hundreds of millions of the victims of our bombings and murders hate us passionately, bringing totally unnecessary anti-American terrorism to our shores. And now, in the service of these same Zionist enemies, we face the specter of a war against Iran, and even worse, against Eastern Europeans, our own racial kin, who want to run their own affairs without being subjugated by the Anglo-American Zionist monster that has metastasized from New York, Tel Aviv, and Washington and will not stop until it infects the entire globe. Our own military, defending our own people against aliens and invaders? Don't make me laugh. The military of the regime in Washington is not our military. We have no military, unless some courageous officers realize these facts and take appropriate action to remove themselves from the illegal DC regime's chain of command. Therefore, we are not a free and independent people. In addition to military self-defense, a free and independent people has the right to personal self-defense. That is why the founders gave us the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. A man or woman who is not permitted to defend his or her own life, whether from a criminal, a rapist, or a commissar operating under false color of law, and defend him or herself with weapons powerful enough to make even the most militarized secret police agent have pause before attacking. A person not permitted to so defend himself or his loved ones is a slave, not a free man or woman. In the United States, we are allowed to own weapons, as long as the legislature of alien-bought criminal lawmakers permits it, as long as we submit all our personal information to the secret police's database and meet with their approval, which can be withdrawn in an instant with no recourse for anyone without access to a millionaire's law firm, as long as we bow down to every edict issued by the unspeakable traitors in Washington, as long as we scrupulously follow an infinitude of unreadable rules dictating where and how we may carry our weapons and which weapons we may carry at all, with many large areas of the United States strictly off limits, the penalties being decades of imprisonment in third world hellhole prisons where our lives aren't worth a fake zinc penny. Such restrictions make a mockery of what is supposed to be a right. In a free America, loyal white Americans would be free to be armed, and primitive savages and enemy aliens would be disarmed and quickly on their way out of the Republic. Any deviation from that is the measure of how far we have been enslaved. And it is not a measure that speaks well of us. We now live in servitude, not freedom. We are not a free and independent people. A free and independent people controls its own wealth and its own currency. Need I remind you again that every single dollar in this nation is now brought into existence, not as an honest store of wealth and measure of value for the goods and services created by the people? No, but as a debt to the bankers, most of whom are enemy aliens, to vacuum up our wealth while creating nothing of value themselves. Need I remind you that all of our nation's taxes, all of them, now go directly to those bankers to pay them forever for money that they created out of thin air, by the stroke of a pen, as a part of the so-called national debt, and that all national public expenditure is now financed by these same vampire-like alien financiers. No people in the thrall of such slavery could possibly be called free and independent. And no people has been more financially enslaved than the hapless Americans, most of whom don't even have the faintest clue about how their wealth and their future has been stolen from them, and most of whom wave the flag and cheer mindlessly as their own sons are sent to die in the sand to impose this same slavery on others. Americans, realistically viewed, are actually the opposite of a free and independent people. A free and independent people, by definition, possess the most fundamental right of all, without which the continued life of that people is not even possible. The right to live among our own kind, and only among our own kind. The right of our children to grow up among other children of their own kinfolk and culture, and choose mates from among them, so that folk and culture can be continued infinitely into the future. For that is the natural way of all free peoples who are not compelled by tyrants to live otherwise. Without such a right, we as a people cannot even exist. We will surely be exterminated and vanish forever from the face of the earth. Do Americans possess such a right? No, we do not. The right to live among our own folk and raise our children in schools and fields and towns peopled by our own folk is the one right that the illegitimate masters of what used to be the United States of America are most anxious to deny us. They call it by different names, many different names, bigotry, xenophobia, hatred, and most ubiquitous of all, racism. But the refrain is always the same. A kinship-based nation for white Americans, or for whites anywhere, is evil. It was a kinship-based nation that the founders bequeathed to us. By law, in the America of 1790, only people of European descent could become citizens. And a kinship-based nation is the only kind of nation that is really a nation, the only kind of nation that can endure, the only kind of nation in which we can possibly survive. Yet that is precisely the kind of nation that we are denied. Ironically, we are denied it by the very tribe, the Jews, that has created the most ethnocentric, openly racial nationalist nation on earth for themselves, the State of Israel. No, by the standard of the most fundamental right of all, the right to live in a society made up of our own people, we Americans are not a free and independent people. Not at all. So forgive me for interrupting your drinking and whoring and gabbling about our freedom this July 4th. It's much more pleasant and desirable, I am sure, to narcotize yourselves and watch some pretty lights while you and your children are being marched inexorably to the slaughterhouse, accompanied by the beat of Congoid rap. Carry on, by all means. Some of us, however, will not be joining you in your moronic festivities. Some of us will be working as we do every day to restore our freedom and independence. Some of us will be organizing a new community of men and women which will ensure that all the beauty and creativity and greatness that is our genetic and cultural inheritance will continue to exist 10,000 years hence. And the name of that community is the National Alliance. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. You can join and support us by visiting natal.com or write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.